So this verse is describing Mana Krishnena Vishaya, a very famous statement, that somehow or other one should always think of Krishna. And this section of the Bhagavatam, beginning actually with the next few verses, will describe something about Sushupal and Devakra.
И эта глава фактически начинается с того, что описывается некоторое влияние Шишупалы и Дандаваки.
They were, and it will be described how they're actually Jaya and Vijaya in the spiritual world.
И они описываются здесь как Jaya и Vijaya в духовном мире.
And Prabhupada would later on describe in this chapter.
И Прабхупада далее в этой главе описывает.
He'll say that no one falls from the spiritual world.
Он говорит, что никто не падает из духовного мира.
But when they come to this world, it's for some purpose, for some service.
Но когда они приходят из духовного мира в этот мир, у них есть определенная цель, определенное служение.
Like Jaya and Vijaya.
Как Джая и Виджая.
But they're coming to teach us.
Они приходят для того, чтобы учить нас.
Mana Krishnena Vishaya, that we should always think of Krishna.
Мы должны всегда помнить о Кришне.
Krishna is so special, so wonderful, that if somehow or other we think of him in any way, then the result will be very wonderful.
Krishna is настолько прекрасен и привлекателен, что в какой бы форме мы о нем не думали, результат будет превосходным.
And even people who thought of Krishna in a very envious, angry way, they received a good benefit.
И даже люди, которые думают в завистливой или в негативной форме о Кришне, они все равно получат свои вознаграждения.
But this doesn't happen with everyone.
Но это не случается с каждым.
It's described in the Vishnu Purana, the fourth canto of the Vishnu Purana.
В четвертой песне Вишна Пурана описывается это.
That there's a discussion between Maitreya Muni and Parsha Muni.
Там описывается некоторая перепалка словесная между одним Муни и вторым Муни.
And after hearing about the three births of Jaya and Vijaya.
И после того, как они услышали эту историю о трех рождениях Jaya и Vijaya.
Those three births were as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha.
Эти рождения были как Hiranyakashipu и Hiranyaksha.
Then Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Then
Sushupal and
Dantavakra. After he heard about how the Lord killed these demons in all three births, Maitreya Muni asked Parashara Muni the question. Hiranyakashiputvecha Ravanatvecha Vishnuna Avapanihato Bhogan Aprapyam Amarayarapi Nalabhatatata Chaivaya Sayujam Sakatambunaha Samprapta Sishupalatve Sayujam Sasvate Haro. How is it that as Hiranyakashipu and Ravan they enjoyed so much pleasure, material pleasure.
Как это возможно, что Хиранья-Кашипу и его брат наслаждались таким могуществом и богатством?
And then they were killed personally by Lord Vishnu.
И потом они были убиты лично Господом Вишну.
But as Hiranya-Kashipu and as Ravan, they didn't get liberation.
Но Хиранья-Кашипу и Равана, они не получили освобождения.
Why not?
Почему нет?
And then, only as Sishupal, his birth as Sishupal, then he attained Sayujya Mukti. He entered in the body of the Lord.
И только после того, как он воплотился в образе Сишупалы, он получил освобождение и вошел в тело Господа.
This is a very important subject matter.
Это очень важный момент обсуждения.
It's cited by our acharyas many places in their writings.
Это утверждено ачарьями.
And there's a long section about it in the fifth chapter, the first section of Rupa Goswami's Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
И это написано в пятой книге, в книге Рупа Госвами, там очень тщательно это обсуждается.
So Parashara Muni, he answered Maitreya Muni's question.
И Парашара Муни его спросил.
He says Hiranyakashipu didn't get liberation.
Если Хираньякашипу не получил освобождение,
because he was so overwhelmed with the mode of passion,
потому что он был переполнен просто вот этими чувствами страсти.
He couldn't meditate on the form of the Lord; it was killing him.
Он не мог медитировать на форму Господа; он просто хотел убить его.
Mana Krishna Vinamesayat. This verse today describes that one should always meditate on Krishna.
Но этот стих описывает, что каждый должен медитировать на Кришне.
But Hiranyakashipu was so much in the mode of passion that he wasn't able to meditate in the form of the Lord. It was killing him.
Но Хираньякашипу, он был настолько переполнен этими эмоциями, одержимым богатством, что он не мог медитировать. Поэтому Господь просто пришел и убил его.
So Hiranyakashipu didn't get liberation.
Поэтому Хираньякашипу не получил освобождение.
But he got something.
Но он получил кое-что.
It's not a small thing to be killed by the Lord.
Это не маленькая вещь быть убитым Господом.
As a result of being killed by the Lord, he took birth as Ravan.
В результате того, что его убил сам Господь, он получил тело Равана.
And he got sense pleasures greater than all the pleasures in the three worlds.
И он получил по этому случаю такое чувственное наслаждение, которое недоступно никому из жителей трех миров.
And due to the mercy of being killed by Lord Nrisimhadev,
благодаря тому, что он был убит Господом Нрисимхадевом,
in Hiranyakashipu's next birth as Ravan, he got the opportunity to associate with the Lord's internal potency, Sita Devi.
И благодаря тому, что он был убит Хираньякашипу, он получил возможность взаимодействовать с вечной энергией Господа Сита Деви.
Ravan was a slave of lust.
Ravana был рабом вожделения.
He was so completely attached to Sita that he couldn't think about Lord Ramachandra.
Он был настолько одержим вожделением к Сите, что он не мог думать о Господе Рамачандре.
And when he was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Ravan thought, ah, he's just an ordinary human being.
И когда он пришел к Господу, когда к нему пришел when he was killed by Ramachandra. И когда он был убит Господом Рамачандрой, он подумал, а, это просто какой-то человек. Он не воспринял его как Бога.
It's described in one commentary of Ramayana.
Это описывается в Рамаяне.
Very interesting thing when Lord Ramachandra was fighting with Ravan.
Очень интересный момент, когда Равана бился с Господом Рамачандрой.
He kept shooting arrows and cutting off Ravan's heads.
Он продолжал выпускать свои стрелы и отрезать голову Равана.
And then like a lizard whose tail you pull off, the tail comes back, Ravan's head would come back again.
И как только он вытягивал стрелы или убирал свой меч, тут же голову Равана начинали вырезать снова.
And again, Lord Ramachandra would cut it off with another arrow.
И снова и снова он своими стрелами срезал эти головы, и они снова повторялись.
And again, the head would come back again.
Возвращались и возвращались.
And then finally, he took a very powerful arrow.
И наконец-то он взял очень могущественную стрелу.
And he shot that, and it hit the heart of Ravan.
И он поразил сердце Равана.
And killed him.
И убил его.
Now, a question arises, why didn't he shoot Ravan in the heart in the first place?
И теперь возникает вопрос, почему же он сразу не стрельнул в сердце Равана и не убил его?
Why waste so much time cutting off these heads which just kept coming back?
Зачем надо было проводить время в отрезании голов, которые постоянно вылезали?
Lord Ramachandra didn't shoot Ravan in the heart to begin with because he knew who was in Ravan's heart.
Господь Рамачандра не стрелял в сердце Равана изначально, потому что он знал, кто находится в сердце Равана.
Sita was in Ravan's heart.
Сита была в сердце Равана.
He was always thinking of Sita.
Он всегда думал о Сите.
And Lord Ramachandra couldn't tolerate to shoot an arrow at Sita.
И он не был в состоянии просто поднять свой лук на Ситу.
So he kept cutting off Ravan's heads.
Поэтому он продолжал отрезать голову Равана.
And Ravan became very disturbed.
И Равана начал очень нервничать.
You would become disturbed also if your heads were being cut off.
Вы бы также начали нервничать, если бы вам голову отрубали.
Да. So when he became disturbed like that, then he could no longer think of Sita.
И когда он получил вот это вот беспокойство, он больше не мог думать о Сите.
And then Lord Ramachandra shot him in the heart.
И вот именно тогда он стрелял его в сердце.
So, due to the benefit of being killed by the Lord, he took birth again as Shishupala, his third birth.
И он снова получил вознаграждение как такой бонус-трек для от того, что он был убит Богом. Он родился как Шишупала.
And again, he had incredible wealth and power, was famous throughout all the world.
И снова он получил несметное сокровище и большую славу и также могущество.
As Shishupala, he was always thinking of the Lord.
Как Шишупал, он постоянно думал о Господе.
He constantly criticized the Lord.
Он постоянно критиковал Господа.
And because he was always criticizing the Lord, he was always chanting the Lord's name. He completely hated the Lord. And he constantly meditated on him with great animosity. His mind never deviated from Krishna even for a moment. What is the birth of Shishupala? What is the story about his life? This is described in different Vedic literatures. His mother was Shutashrava. And Shutashrava, she was the sister of Vasudev. The father, so-called father, of Krishna. His father's name was Dhammaghosh. When Shishupala was born, he wasn't an ordinary child. Sometimes Matajis, they think, oh, it's very difficult to give birth. My child is very difficult. But very few ladies have a child like Shishupala. When he was born, he had four arms and three eyes, and he was braying, making a sound like a donkey when he came out of the womb, huh? Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Good translation. His parents thought, what kind of baby is this? Not nice. So they were going to throw the child in the forest. At that time, a ghost appeared. And the ghost told them that your child will grow to be very strong and very powerful.
И дух сказал, что ваш ребенок вырастет и станет очень могущественным знатным человеком.
And that ghost told them that there's only one person in the world who will be able to kill your child.
И привидение сказало, что вот этого ребенка может убить только одна личность в мире.
He said that, and that person had already taken birth.
И эта личность уже родилась.
The ghost then explained that as soon as the child saw the person who would kill him, he'd lose his third eye. As soon as the child saw the person who was going to kill him, then he would lose that third eye. And when he'll be placed on the lap of that person who's destined to kill him, then he'll lose his extra two arms.
И как только он сядет на колени человеку, которому предназначено его убить, у него пропадут две лишние руки.
So his father, Dhammaghosh, whenever some kings would come to visit him, he would always put his child on their lap.
И какой бы царь не проведывал семью, царь предлагал этого ребенка на колени.
But nothing ever happened.
No, никогда ничего не происходило.
Then one day Krishna and Balaram came to visit.
И вот однажды Кришна и Баларам пришли проведать.
And Dhammaghosh put his child on Krishna's lap.
И Dhammaghosh посадил на колени Кришны.
And immediately the third eye and the two extra arms of Shishupal disappeared. So his mother, Shutashrava, she began to pray to Krishna, please, don't kill my son. And Krishna agreed. He told her that even if your son offends me 100 times, I'll forgive him. So Shishupal was always absorbed throughout his whole life in thinking of Krishna. Mana Krishna Nivesayat, this verse says, he was always thinking of Krishna in a very negative way. And Rupa Goswami says, Shishupal's mind never deviated for a moment from thinking of Krishna. Again and again and again, Shishupal was insulting Krishna. But Krishna just tolerated it. And then, on one occasion, when Yudhisthira Maharaj was having his Rajasuya Jagya, he invited all the kings from all over the world. And to begin that Jagya, they asked the question, who should have the Adi Puja, the first worship? And it was Sahadev, the younger brother of Arjun, who said it should be Krishna. Shishupal was also sitting there in that assembly and he didn't say anything. And then they did the Adi Puja for Krishna, they worshiped Krishna. And then they began to glorify Krishna. This pastime of Shishupal criticizing Krishna in that Rajasuya Jagya is described in the 74th chapter, the 10th canto. So when Shishupal heard everyone glorifying Krishna, he couldn't tolerate it. And he jumped up from his seat, he started waving his arms. And he started criticizing Krishna in a very terrible way. Prabhupada comments about this in Krishna book. He says that Shishupal was Krishna's avowed enemy for many reasons. But the main reason was he was very angry because Krishna stole Rukmini, so Shishupal didn't get to marry her.
Но самой главной причиной ненависти Шишупала было то, что он украл Рукмини у Шишупала, на которой он хотел жениться.
So when they began to glorify Krishna in that assembly, Shishupal couldn't tolerate it.
Поэтому когда начали восхвалять Кришну в этом собрании, Шишупал просто не смог занести это.
And Vishwanath Chakrabarty Thakur comments, why did Shishupal wait until they were glorifying? Why didn't he start criticizing Krishna when they first suggested that he was the first person to be worshipped? Because Shishupal wanted to spoil Maharaj Yudhisthira's sacrifice.
Потому что он как бы не хотел портить ядю, проводимую
He wanted to spoil the sacrifice.
Он хотел испортить жертвоприношение, которое Юдхиштхира Махарадж организовал.
And Shishupal knew that if he argued earlier against Krishna being selected, then the sacrifice, then someone else would have been picked.
И он знал, что если он начнет возмущаться до того, как будет предложена первая пуджа проведена, просто будет выбран какой-то другой человек, то есть начнется пуджа, но он уже ничего не сможет испортить.
Therefore, Shishupala waited. He allowed Krishna to be selected.
Поэтому он позволил, чтобы Кришну выбрали.
And he waited until the worship was over.
И он ждал, пока поклонение Кришне будет закончено.
And then he spoke up, and with the desire to show that this sacrifice was useless.
И тогда он начал говорить, показывая таким образом, что это жертвоприношение, оно ничтожно.
And then Shishupala, he began to criticize everyone in that assembly.
И потом Шишупал начал критиковать абсолютно всех собраний.
How did you pass over respecting all the great sages who were here?
Как вы могли пропустить всех великих садху, которые здесь присутствуют?
Why did you pick Krishna? It's very bad.
Почему же вы выбрали именно Кришну?
And he was criticizing Krishna like anything.
И он начал очень критиковать Кришну.
And it's described that Sahadev, he became very furious. He wanted to kill Shishupal.
Я писаю, что Сахадев он пришел в ярость. Он хотел на месте убить Шишупала.
And Krishna just indicated his hand, just wait.
Ну, Кришна просто поднял руку и сказал, успокойся.
Krishna was keeping track.
Он просто считал, продолжал считать.
Shishupal had criticized him 98 times.
Шишупал покритиковал его уже 99 раз.
So then Shishupal said another thing, another criticism, 99.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more time Shishupal said something. Okay, that's 100.
Mm-hmm.
I promised his mother I would forgive him 100 times. And then Shishupal said some other criticism of Krishna. And then finally, Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra to kill Shishupal. And at that time, this is his third birth, first Hiranyakashipu, then Ravan, then Shishupal. Finally, in that birth of Shishupal, he recognized that Sudarshan Chakra as the Supreme Brahman.
И в конце концов, в этом третьем рождении, он осознал Сударшану Чакру как абсолютный браман.
So, Shishupal then got Саюджа Мукти.
И Шишупал получил Саюджа Мукти.
And our Acharyas described that Саюджа Мукти that he got was just a temporary thing.
И наши Ачарьи описывают, что Саюджа Мукти, который он получил, это временная вещь.
Mm-hmm. It's something like entering a door to go to another place. And our Acharyas described that he regained his position, his original position as Jai in the spiritual world. So Rupa Goswami describes this thing in his Lagu Bhagavatamrita. And he speaks about three forms of the Lord. This is in his discussion about the avatars. And when he describes all these different avatars, he describes three particular forms of the Lord who are, he calls, Paravasta.
И когда он описывает все аватары, он описывает три специальных формы Господа, которые называются Паравасты.
And these three Паравасты forms, they're Шад Айшварья, they're full in all six opulences.
И вот эти вот три, они три формы, они в достаточной мере обладают богатством.
Those three forms were Нисхингадев, Lord Рамачандра, and Кришна.
Лорд Нисхингадев, Намачандра и Рамачандра и Кришна.
And they're all three equal.
И есть также три равных.
Rupa Goswami says that.
Rupa Goswami говорит об этом.
Even Lord Рамачандра and Lord Нисхингадев could have performed Рас Лила with the gopis.
Даже Господь Рамачандра и Нисхинга не могут проводить игры с гопи.
But if Lord Nisringadev would have done Ras Lila with the gopis probably would have gotten frightened.
Потому что если бы Господь Нарисимха проводил лилы с Гопиком, и, наверное, были бы очень напуганы.
And he didn't.
So
Rupa Goswami gives this description about Sishupal and his three births. And he concludes by describing. Tasmat trayanami vayam shesta ityakta vishmayaha kovasyana tatayasmat swabhavo nyakta dishyate. Tasmat means therefore. He concludes, therefore Krishna is the best of all these three forms of the Lord. He says, because only Krishna gives liberation to the demons who attack him. No other form of the Lord. Rupa Goswami describes this at length. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu, when he was killed by Lord Nisringadeva, he didn't get liberation. He took birth again as Ravan. But again, when he was killed by Lord Ramachandra, he didn't get liberation. And it was only when he was killed by Krishna that he received liberation. So mana Krishna nivesha yet. We should fix our minds on Krishna. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna's the original source of all other avatars of the Lord. Another interesting point in this pastime which Rupa Goswami brings out in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Krishna's quality of forgiveness. Of Krishna's 64 different qualities, this is the 25th quality. Of the 64 different qualities. Krishna's kshamashila. He's very tolerant, very forgiving. Rupa Goswami defines defines forgiveness. Kshamashilo paradhanam sahana parikirtyate. A person who tolerates the offenses of others and forgives them, that person is a forgiving person.
Тот, кто принимает чужие оскорбления, терпит чужие оскорбления и прощает их,
then Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu quotes another book. That book is called the Magha Kavya. And there's a section called Sishupal Vada, the killing of Sishupal. Vacham madatta keshava sapavanaya nacheri bubrite ahum kurute ghanadvanihi nahi gomayurutani keshari. The verse describes that although Sishupal criticized Krishna so many times, Krishna tolerated. And he gives an example. A lion, if the cloud makes a very loud thundering sound. Then the lion will roar in reply. But if a jackal howls, jackal makes some sound. The lion doesn't reply to him. So Krishna tolerated Sishupal. And then Rupa Goswami quotes Jamuna Charja. Jamuna Charja. Raghu bara jada bustam tadrisho vayasasya Pranata iti dayalo yascha chaidyasya Krishna Prati bhavam aparadu mukda sayuja dobur vada kim aparam agatastashite stikshama maya. It's a prayer he offers to the Lord. O Ramachandra, best of the Raghu dynasty, you were merciful to that crow who attacked Sita. You may know in the Valmiki Ramayana there's a story that once the son of Indra, his name was Jayanta. His son Jayanta.
Jayanta.
He took the form of a crow.
Он принял форму crow.
And at that time, Sita was sitting on the lap of Lord Ramachandra, sleeping, with her head in his lap. Ramachandra was also resting. And the crow came and started attacking Sita's breast. Sita kept brushing the crow away, but the crow kept coming back. Then Lord Ramachandra woke up. And he saw Sita trying to make this crow go away. And at first Lord Ramachandra laughed. This bird is bothering him. But then he saw that this crow had drawn blood from Sita's breast. Then Lord Ramachandra picked up a piece of grass. And he empowered it with a Brahmastra weapon. And he threw that piece of grass at the crow. And then that crow began flying away, trying to escape. He went all over the universe. He took shelter of his father Indra. He took shelter of Shiva and Brahma. But everyone told him that we can't help you. So then finally that crow flew back to Lord Ramachandra. And he begged forgiveness for his offense. But Lord Ramachandra said, I've already released this weapon, it has to be used. But since you're begging forgiveness, I'll forgive, begging an apology, I'll forgive you. But still this weapon has to have some effect. So that weapon destroyed the right eye of that crow. So Jamunacharya is glorifying the Lord's mercy. Even though in the form of that crow, Jayanta, he drew blood from Sita's breast. But still Lord Ramachandra forgave him. And then he glorifies Krishna. He said, Krishna, my dear Krishna, you're so forgetful of other sins. He said, you gave Sayujya Mukti, impersonal liberation, to that rascal Sishupal. Even though Sishupal defended you in many lifetimes. Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on this verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, says, by describing that, by saying that Krishna forgave Сишупал, who offended him for many lifetimes.
Говоря о том, что Кришна простил Сишупала, который оскорблял его на протяжении многих жизней,
Jiva Goswami says that Jamunacharya, the author of the poem, is glorifying Krishna as being greater than Lord Ram.
И он описывает, что таким образом милостивость Кришны, она намного превосходит милостивость Рамы.
Because Lord Ramachandra also killed Ravan.
Потому что Рамачандра также убил господа Равана.
But he didn't give him liberation.
Но он не дал ему освобождение.
So then Jamunacharya prays to Krishna.
Поэтому я вначале молился Кришне.
Вада кем ападамагатастасшите сикшамай. He said, tell me, what offense exists in Сишупал, that what offense exists that you can't tolerate?
Скажи мне, Господи, какое оскорбление ты не мог бы перенести?
Because the Lord is very, very merciful.
Потому что Господь очень-очень милостив.
In this regard, there's a very interesting discussion in the 64th chapter of the 10th canto.
И в 10-й песне 64-й
That 64th chapter describes a story of a great king named Nriga. And I think most of you know, does anyone here not know the story of King Nriga? Do you know the story of King Nriga?
No.
You don't know, okay. So King Nriga was a very, very pious king.
Pious,
very, very religious. And he was always giving charity. He would give away thousands and thousands of cows every day to the Brahmins. And one day, a mistake happened. He gave a cow away to a Brahmin. And then later on, when that Brahmin took the cow home, the cow returned to the king's
goshala.
The king didn't recognize that he'd already given that cow away. So later in the day, he gave the same cow away again to another Brahmin. And then the first Brahmin noticed, hey, that's my cow. The second Brahmin said, no, King Nriga gave this cow to me. He gave the cow to me. And they started a quarrel. So finally they came before King Nriga. And one said, you gave this cow to me, and then you're giving it to this other Brahmin. King Nriga didn't even know what had happened. Immediately he begged apology from those Brahmins. Please forgive me, I don't know what I've done. I'll give each of you 1,000,000 cows. Just please forgive me. And those two Brahmins said, no. You committed a great offense. We're great Brahmins. We won't forgive you. They were very, very angry Brahmins. So then Maharaj Nriga, he left his body shortly after that. And he was taken to the court of Yamaraj. And Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, so please look in your book and tell me what good things and what bad things has he done. Chitragupta said, he's done so many good things, it's like trying to count the drops of rainfall. He's going to get such a great benefit. Has he done anything wrong?
Но дело в том, что не плохое.
Just one small thing.
Да, просто одну маленькую вещь.
He made this mistake giving the cow.
Он сделал вот эту вот ошибку с коровой.
So then Yamaraji asked King Nriga, what do you want first? Do you want your pious credits first? Do you want to experience the result of your pious credits, or do you want to experience the result of your mistakes?
Итак, что ты хочешь сначала? Ты хочешь наслаждаться полученными заслугами от своих благочестивых поступков, либо ты хочешь получить сначала наказание?
King Nriga decided, let me take the results of my mistakes first.
Сначала я хочу получить результат своей ошибки.
So then King Nriga took birth as a lizard.
И когда он...
A lizard.
А, ясен. И тогда король, он, царь, получил воплощение ящера.
What's the place near Dwarka? Where the Yadu dynasty left? Prabhasketra. And on one occasion, Krishna went to the place known as Prabhasketra. A sacred place. He brought his children along, kind of a summer vacation. And his sons, Prajumna and others, they were playing. And one day they came running back to their father.
И однажды он просто прибежал к своему папе.
Come, father, look. Come, look.
Папа, папа, смотри, смотри, иди сюда.
And they brought Krishna to a well.
И он привел Кришну в колодец.
In the bottom of that well, there was a giant lizard.
И на дне этого колодца была огромная ящерица.
And the boy said, we've been trying to help him get him out of the well, but whatever we do, he doesn't come out.
Мы пытались помочь ему вылезти из колодца, но что бы мы ни думали, он просто не вылазил.
So then Krishna reached his hand down. And he touched that lizard. And then that lizard regained his human form. And he told the Lord that I'm King Nriga, this thing happened to me. So a question comes. How was it that King Nriga got darshan of the Lord? Is it just because he gave so much charity away? And I was wondering this thing when I was reading this section of the Bhagavatam. There's no mention given. He was doing karma mishra bhakti. His bhakti was mixed with karma, fruitive activities. So why was it, how was it that he got darshan of the Lord? Krishna explained the episode, the whole pastime of this to his children. His children and different followers were there listening also. His children and other followers, his followers were also there, Krishna's followers.
Его дети также были его последователями.
When Krishna tells a story, everyone wants to listen.
И Кришна рассказывал им историю для того, чтобы они слушали.
Krishna, when he concluded the story, he spoke the following verse.
Кришна, когда он делал заключение этой истории, он сделал отметил пять важных вещей.
Vipram kritaka sammapi naiva druyatamama kaha dantam bahu sapantam va namaskuruta nitya saha. He said, my dear followers, mamaka means my followers. Never treat a learned Brahman harshly, even if he sinned. Even if a learned Brahman commits some sin, don't be angry with him, don't treat him badly.
Никогда не думайте о Господе Брахме очень плохо, даже когда он совершает грех.
Even if he attacks you physically.
Brahman, yes.
Никогда
не думайте о Брахме плохо, даже когда он совершает поступки.
Even if that Brahman attacks you physically.
Даже если этот Брахман будет вас атаковать физически.
Or that Brahman repeatedly curses you.
Или он будет выкрикивать проклятие в ваш адрес.
You should always offer him obeisances.
Вы всегда должны предлагать ему свои почтения, свои поклоны.
And when I read this verse, I became even more confused.
И когда я прочитал этот стих, я еще больше стал недоумением.
What does this have to do with the story of King Nriga? King Nriga didn't treat any Brahmin harshly. And then we read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura's commentary. And he explains that, or he implies, that what was the good quality of King Nriga?
И тогда он спрашивает, а какие же были хорошие качества у царя Риги?
When these two Brahmins became angry with him, were they correct?
Когда эти два Брахмана начали обозлились на него, они были правы?
Was it proper behavior on their part?
Это достойное поведение Брахмана в этом случае?
Да?
Да.
It was proper. He's a very angry person. It wasn't proper on their part. King Nriga didn't do anything wrong.
Uh-huh.
So those two Brahmins, they were wrong. They shouldn't have gotten so angry with him. King Nriga, he could have cursed those Brahmins. I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you being angry with me? But he didn't do that. He practiced forgiveness and tolerance. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes in his commentary in this verse, he says that Krishna is saying, Mamaka, all my followers, means I'm instructing everyone, all my followers. Anyone who's my devotee, not just you, you should be forgiving. He said, if you don't do this, then you should not consider yourself to be my devotee. This was the good quality of King Nriga. Not his giving all this charity away. But his good quality was his quality of forgiveness and tolerance. Which Krishna glorified in this verse. So Krishna is saying, if you can't tolerate, if you can't forgive people, then don't think you're my devotee.
И поэтому, если у вас нет терпимости и нет прощения по отношению к другим людям, не думайте, что вы мой преданный.
You're not my devotee if you can't forgive.
Не мой преданный, если вы не умеете прощать.
Because this is the quality of a devotee.
Потому что это самое важное качество преданного.
A devotee is someone who's very, very merciful and forgives everyone.
Преданный – это тот, кто прощает и имеет...
In his commentary on Upadeshamrita, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he introduces a verse by stating something before the verse. Shamakara kartavya dhoya o atyavasik. The devotee's duty is to practice forgiveness and show mercy.
Обязанность преданного является практиковать прощение и милостивость.
If a devotee doesn't show mercy, if a devotee doesn't forgive others, he's not a devotee. But we become so angry, we criticize a devotee even for the smallest thing. Hey, what did you do? There was one sweet left and you ate that sweet. I wanted that sweet.
Hey, what did you do? You took that sweet. I wanted that sweet.
rascal.
Негодяй.
Just be humble and accept the chastisement.
Будь смиренным и почитай старших.
We can't tolerate even the smallest thing.
Мы даже не можем принимать такие мелкие вещи.
But if we want to develop Krishna Bhakti,
но если мы хотим развить Кришна Бхакти,
we have to develop the quality of forgiveness.
Мы должны развить себе чувство.
Bhaktivinoda quotes this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swabhava. This is the nature of a devotee. Agya dosha kshama kori. He forgives others' offenses. Dine doya kori. A sadhu swabhava. This is the quality of a sadhu. They always forgive poor and fallen persons. A similar instruction is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Keshava Kashmiri. To Keshava Kashmiri and Chaitanya Bhagavata. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the proud scholar Keshava Kashmiri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, он защитил proud
Keshava Kashmiri.
Keshava Kashmiri.
He told him, "O Brahman."
Он сказал, "О Брахман."
Give up all your pride.
Раздай всю свою гордость.
And serve Krishna.
И просто служи Кришне.
How do you serve Krishna?
А как вы служите Кришне?
Sarva bhute dvaya kori. By being merciful to everyone.
Будучи милостивыми ко всем.
So this is the quality of a devotee.
Это качество преданного.
If we can't forgive people,
если мы не умеем прощать,
then those bad qualities that we see, they come to us.
Тогда вот все те негативные качества, которые мы видим в других, они входят в нас.
And you'll start carrying a heavy load.
И вы начинаете нести тяжкую ношу.
And you won't be able to dance in the kirtan.
И вы будете не в состоянии танцевать на киртане.
You'll be too heavy.
Вы будете слишком тяжелы.
Once there was a teacher.
Однажды был учитель.
And the teacher, he told the students, so tomorrow we're going to have an exercise.
И он сказал своим ученикам, что завтра мы собираемся провести некоторое упражнение.
I want each of you to bring a bag with you to school.
Я хочу, чтобы каждый из вас принес сумку с собой в школу.
So the students brought their bags.
И они принесли свои сумки.
And the teacher had a big pile of potatoes.
И у него был огромный мешок картошки.
And he told the students that for every person that you're angry with, for every person who's done something wrong to you, take one potato and put it in your bag.
Поэтому для каждого человека, на которого вы злы, за то, что он сделал с вами что-то плохое, возьмите картошку и положите ему в сумку.
You can make a little, paint a little face on that potato and write that person's name.
И вы можете просто как бы написать имя какое-то на этой картошке или там личико сделать.
So some people, they had one person they were angry with.
Одни люди, они были злы только на одного человека.
So they only got one potato.
У них была только одна картошка.
Some people had two or three.
Некоторые две или три.
And there were a few people who had eight or ten.
И у некоторых было от 8 до 10.
And there was one or two people who had 20 or 30 potatoes.
И даже встречались такие, у которых было по 20 или 30.
So they made the little faces on the potatoes and wrote the names. And then the teacher told them, so now I want you to keep this bag with you 24 hours a day. Carry it everywhere you go. Take it to bed with you. When you go to shower, take it in the shower with you. Constantly keep it with you.
постоянно держите их с собой.
And so they did that for 2 weeks.
И они делали это две недели.
At the end of 2 weeks, those potatoes were smelling very bad.
Через две недели эта картошка завоняла.
It all became very rotten.
И она стала такой.
And moreover, it was heavy, even carrying one potato with you all the time. What to speak of the persons who had 3 or 4 potatoes? And what to speak of the poor fellow who had 30 potatoes in his bag? It was a very heavy burden. So then the teacher, at the end of the lesson, he told them, so, do you like carrying these potatoes?
И он спросил, ну что, вам понравилось носить картошку?
Нет. So why do you carry this thing with you always? Why do you get angry with people?
Поэтому почему вы носите с собой эту картошку? Почему вы злитесь на людей?
We should practice forgiveness.
Мы должны практиковать прощение.
Is there any devotees here who would be interested to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? Raise your hand. So what is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Does he get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Does it mean you get a nice wife?
No.
Does it mean you get lots of money? No.
Yes.
Does it mean that you become the prime minister? Yeah. It means that you get Krishna praying. That's the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So everybody here wants the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Now raise your hand. How many devotees can say they have the mercy of Lord Nityananda? This is very depressing. Everyone wants the mercy of Lord Nityananda, but we don't have it. Maybe we should go to the GBC and say, I want my money back. I was cheated. Why haven't we gotten the mercy of Lord Nityananda? There's a very nice song. Lord Nityananda. Does anybody here not worship Lord Nityananda today? Is there anybody here who didn't at least one time today say, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita? So everybody's worshiped Lord Nityananda. So why don't we get the result? Because we didn't really worship Lord Nityananda. We have to develop the mood of Lord Nityananda. What is his mood? He doesn't see faults in anyone. That's why I worship him. There's some hope for me. If I go to anyone else, there's no hope. Yamaraj, he's a very good judge. But I don't want to talk to Yamaraj. He's very fair. But I don't want to see him. I have so many faults.
У меня столько недостатков.
So I have to worship someone who doesn't see those faults.
Что я должен поклоняться тому, кто не видит этих недостатков.
And how do I worship him?
И как я могу ему поклоняться?
By also not seeing faults in others.
Не видя недостатков других.
Payana bhajinu heno doyara takura. I never worship the Lord of Mercy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu. I was always too busy finding fault with everyone. Did you see Prabhuji was eating some prasadam in the bathroom? Very bad. I'm going, I'm seeing everyone's faults. I'm not a servant of Lord Nityananda. I'm a servant of Yamaraj. So why will you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? You should go talk to Yamaraj. You're serving him, not Nityananda Prabhu. So Prabhupada says that the symptom, the qualification of a devotee is that he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see fault in others. That's the qualification we need. And therefore Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, he said you just do two things. Anandika hoi a servant of Yamaraj. Anandika hoy, don't criticize anyone. That's number one. And the second thing? Sakrit Krishna Boli, chant Krishna's name. Satya Satya Munitari. And if you do this, I promise.
Если вы будете делать это, я обещаю.
I vow. Satya also means vow.
Я обещаю,
that I'll deliver you,
что я освобожу.
I'll give you Krishna praying.
Я дам вам Кришна прайм.
So we should give up finding fault in others.
Поэтому мы должны отбросить
If we do this, this is real worship of Lord Nityananda. We want mercy.
Мы хотим милости.
But if we're not willing to give up criticizing others, how will we get it?
Но если мы не в состоянии оставить наш критицизм, как мы получим это милость?
Everyone in this world, we're all looking for someone who will overlook my faults.
Каждый в этом мире ищет кого-то, кто не замечал бы, закрывал бы глаза на мои недостатки.
Or maybe someone here in the room doesn't have faults?
Может быть, кто-нибудь в этой комнате не имеет недостатков?
Everyone here who doesn't have any faults, please raise your hand.
Пожалуйста, если у кого-то нет никаких недостатков, поднимите руку.
We all have so many faults.
У нас так много недостатков.
So we're just hoping to meet someone who will still love us in spite of our faults.
И поэтому мы ищем того, кто любил бы нас, независимо от наших недостатков.
But how can we expect such forgiveness and such love if we don't give it to others?
Но как мы можем ожидать такого всепрощения и милости, если мы не поступаем так по отношению к другим?
If we want to be servants of Yamaraj,
каждый хочет быть слугой Ямарадж.
The Mahabharata describes such a person as Papa Gananam.
Махабхарата описывает такого персонажа, как Папа Ганана.
Papa Ganana means someone who literally is counting all the offenses that someone does.
Papa Ganana это тот, кто постоянно перечисляет, считает, кто что сделал плохое.
You can get a nice notebook for the ashram, huh?
У вас, например, книга такая есть в ашраме.
Keep track. Oh, he came 5 minutes late to Mangalarti.
5 минут на Мангаларти опоздал.
He looked at a girl today. That's not the way we want to run our ashram.
Это не путь, которым мы хотим управлять делами в нашем ашраме.
This is a place where people are coming expecting mercy.
Это место, куда люди приходят и ожидают прощения, милости.
And Krishna told, he said, Mamaka, all my followers should do like this.
И Кришна говорит, все мои последователи должны поступать так.
He said, if you can't forgive like this, don't consider yourself my devotee.
И если вы не можете так поступать, то не считайте себя моим преданным.
And this is why we're not getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Поэтому мы до сих пор не получили милости Господа Нитянанда.
Shidoyal Thakur Nityananda Prabhu Ke
Jaya
Shri Prendata Nityananda Prabhu Ke
Jaya
Shri Prabhupada Ke
Jaya
Go Premanande Ansha Kopati Rubis Chan Kripa Sindhu Devacha Paditanam Pavati Vaisha
Matrodana Prabhu Ke
Jaya Shri Prabhupada Ke
Jaya
One question, two questions, but very brief.
Очень короткие вопросы.
Могли бы объяснить тот случай, который произошел, когда преданный Шингари Сриджана Пури и получилась какая-то заминка, Шананда Сенда вел за Парикшавом, и заминка прошла с Прасадом, наверное, была единственная, подходящая, чтобы потом установить, и Нитянанда проявил милость на Шананда Сенда, был такой, как грудь. Некоторые не поняли, шли вперед, дал ей грудь.
А это короткий вопрос?
Say it loudly so Krishna can also hear.
I'd like to ask you a question about this case when it was Parikrama from Akula Kula. From the Gari from Jagannathapur and
Shivananda
Seva. Okay, Lord Chaitanya, he's the chest of Lord Nityananda, he's the chest of some devotee.
He kicked him.
He kicked him, yeah.
Very bad.
Okay.
So what is the question?
You jump across.
Just
explain.
He didn't only kick him, he cursed him. May all your children die. What did he do wrong? Sivananda Sen was a little late finding a place for all the devotees to stay when they were traveling. And Lord Nityananda became so angry with that that he went and kicked him. And then said, may all your children die. Шивананда Сейн's wife started crying.
That's all blockage.
Шивананда Сейн said, "That foolish woman."
И жена стала плакать.
А жена стала плакать.
He started dancing. Very good.
И он сказал, Господи, это же так хорошо.
I did some. Don't marry these Hare Krishna people, Mataji. Very dangerous.
Не надо, не надо.
Шивананда Сейн, he started dancing. Yes.
Он начал танцевать.
Let them all die.
Okay, все умрут.
We did some offense to Lord Nityananda.
Мы нанесли оскорбление Господу Нитянанде.
We deserve a lot more.
Мы заслуживаем гораздо большего.
Okay, we can understand Шивананда Сейн's humility.
Мы можем понять смиренность Шивананда Сейна.
But Lord Nityananda, he's Dvaita Thakur. Why is he kicking him and saying like this?
Но почему Господь Нитянанда его ударил и сказал такое проклятие?
Mataji, is that mercy? Is it to curse the children to die?
Well, Mataji, это милость, когда проклинают, чтобы все дети умерли.
No. But Lord Nityananda is doing it.
Но Господь Нитянанда делает это.
How do we understand?
Как мы можем понять?
My Guru Maharaj used to speak about that we should get the merciful kick of Lord Nityananda.
И мой Махарадж объясняет так. Мы должны получить этот милостивый пинок Господа Нитянанды.
The merciful kick of Lord Nityananda doesn't mean you get lots of money or a nice husband or wife.
И этот милостивый пинок, он не означает, что вы получите хорошую жену, много денег, хороших детей, работу.
The mercy of Lord Nityananda means Harishe Taddanam Shana, he takes everything away from you.
А милостивый такой пинок, это когда он все забирает у вас.
Prabhuji, do you want to worship Lord Nityananda still? He'll take everything away? Da? You're ready? Because until we get that kick of Lord Nityananda, we can't cry for Krishna. Prabhuji, are you ready to cry for Krishna? Are you ready to cry for wife?
Или вы готовы вставать в жене, за жену?
No comment. Huh? We're crying for wife, we're crying for husband, we're crying for our children.
Мы плачем за мужьями, женами, детьми.
But if Lord Nityananda gives us his merciful kick, then all those attachments are taken away.
Все наши привязанности исчезают.
And then we can cry for Krishna.
И тогда мы можем плакать о Кришне.
So it is mercy.
Поэтому это милость.
Very good question. Прабхуджи, that's all?
Вопрос, что преданность текущ, но одно из качеств преданных это нирдоша, что-то не имеет качеств. За что их критиковать? Может быть это не преданные, если у них есть недостатки?
The question is that the devotee is
an у преданных есть одно из качеств до 26 не имеет недостатков нет недостатков.
One of the qualities of devotee is скажи это на санскрите.
Нирдоша.
Нирдоша. One of the qualities is нирдоша. And probably if we can see some faults in others, so it's not devotee. Because they have some fault, you know.
He's a lawyer.
Вы адвокат хороший.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, нет.
Прабху говорит, нет.
Ананда Брахманда is a Satsabha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says everyone in all the unlimited universes, everyone is a devotee.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu говорит, что все в этом необъятном мире, они преданные.
And you shouldn't criticize anyone.
Не должны критиковать никого.
If you criticize someone, anyone, you'll fall down.
Если вы будете кого-то критиковать, вы упадете.
Хорошо? Okay, we'll stop there. One last question.
Вот еще есть мнение, как бы, что сжигая нас как, они тоже были воплощениями себя и держать. То есть это как бы будет не
Jagai Matai, they were first birth of Jai.
They got some extra mercy.
Они получили некоторую дополнительную благо.
The Chaitanya Bhagavad describes that Jai and Vijay decided we'll also come one more time.
Jai and Vijay действительно описывает о том, что они решили еще раз один воплотиться.
Because they had gotten liberation as Shishupal and Dantavakra.
Потому что они получили освобождение как Шишупала и Дантавакра.
But they wanted something more.
Но они хотели нечто большего.
They wanted Krishna praying.
Они хотели Кришна прямо.
So they came as Jagai and Madai.
Поэтому они пришли как Джагай и Мадай.
Big rascals.
Отвратительные негодяи.
And they were saved by Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
И они были спасены Господом Нитянандой.
Because he's Adosha Darshi. He doesn't see anyone's fault.
Потому что они видят никого недостатка.
And so then Jagai and Madai became devotees. When the news hit the internet that Jagai and Madai had been delivered, when the news came on the internet that Jagai and Madai had been delivered, Yamaraj started doing kirtan and dancing in ecstasy. And Indra and Vayu and Agni, all the demigods started dancing in that kirtan. And Lord Shiva and Narad Muni danced in that kirtan. And Lord Brahma danced in that kirtan. And that kirtan is still going on today. They were so happy to see Jagai and Madai being delivered. But now so many Jagai and Madais are being delivered. This is the Hare Krishna movement. We want to join that kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Jagannath Snan Yatra Purnima Ke Sakati Pavan Jagannath Swami Ke Premanande
Jai
Prabhupada Ki
Jai.